Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
We know that the excellence,
hallelujah,
your strength is mighty. We trust you today, Almighty Yahweh. Bless your people. And strengthen all those that are listening today by the live internet stream. And everyone that will hear this message in whatever form, by whatever means, and whatever way. We pray that it will have your anointing, your power upon it. That will stir their inward parts. They began to ask and to inquire, who is this mighty one of Israel? And what is his name? And the power of his Hamashiach, the propitiation for our sins, the kafah, the atonement for his house, his people. What is his name? That I may declare his honor among the generations. And today, Almighty Yahweh, we declare the honor of your name, Yahweh. And the name whereby there is salvation in no other name, the name of Yeshua. Oh yes, I declare it. We bless you for the knowledge that you have revealed in all of our ignorance, in all of our unlearned ways. You had your heart upon Israel. You began to feed us with the bread. It seemed as though it was distasteful. Didn't understand. We're ignorant. But as we began to eat, as we began to eat the dainties from your table, yeah. Ah, yes. That the witness of your truth, Yeshua the Lamb, became real and alive. And as the old Kid Ocean would say, he's real in me. He's real down in my inward parts. Oh, yes, yeah. And they would cry, conceal him because he's real. And your word is real today, Yahweh. It's real in me, Yahweh. Your Hamashiach is real, for he is real in me. The power of that truth is real, Yahweh. For I sense it in my inward parts. For what you have written in Israel, it is real. And no man can destroy it. No man can remove that. For your word is real. And it's real in Israel. And when you speak unto Israel, they shall hear. They shall hear every word. And every word will be precious unto Israel. We say to you, our Abba, if we are Israel today, speak unto us, not by some philosophy whereby the man shall speak today, not by any private interpretation of scripture, but speak. And when you speak, you make it plain. You stir the inward parts of Israel. Stir us up today, Yahweh. Stir up the ingredients you have placed in Israel, your Torah, your statutes, your commands, your mitzvah. Stir them up that we may drink of the cup of Almighty Yahweh, and we may rejoice in the fresh water and bathe in the living water, the living word Yeshua, that we may be cleansed and washed from all of our sins, For we do declare by what is written, Yeshua has made us free. And we are free. And we are free indeed. And we declare that this day, this time of Kafa, this atonement, we declare it, that we are free in Yeshua to Ahava, to worship, to Barak, to Shabaka, to exalt, to esteem you, Almighty Yahweh. For you seek such to worship you. And help us this day to worship you. Ruah, the spirit of life, and imats, the truth that brings liberation unto Israel. That we dance in the Ruah, the spirit, and we sing with great songs of praises unto our Abba. We say to you, Yahweh, with lips, tongues, mouths, but for one purpose, we say unto you, our Abba, Todayah, 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 O Israel, Todayah, hallelujah, 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 way. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, we shall hear from Yahweh this day, for Yeshua is in the midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shalom Yisrael. You may be seated. Hallelujah. 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 For it is the word of Almighty Yahweh that is the everlasting strength unto Israel. When everything fell, when everything is succumbed to the powers that shall dominate in this world, we have a sure strength, and that is the living word of Almighty Yahweh. And I do barak him for that. I esteem him mightily for the power of his living truth. Yeshua is real, because he's real in me, and the power of his truth is real in me. It is time that Israel hear what Yahweh speaks unto his bayat. And his bayat is the call elect, whereby the power and the persona of his name supersedes all things. And the strength of his name is the assurance of Israel. For in that name we find the Yashak, the Savior of Israel. Yeshua is the Yashak, the Savior, the salvation for the whole house of Israel. It is one thing that the enemy has done very tactical, in a way that we have been duped and deceived. He has raised up men, and they seem as though that they are men of light, that they have the power of Almighty Yahweh, but they are deceivers, and they are men of destruction, to destroy the foundational principles of Almighty Yahweh. But in this hour he speaks unto Israel, that he will pour out his Ruah, not this superficial thing that we have learned in the ordained way of baptism, Pentecostalism, but he will pour out his Ruah among Israel. Those that are bonded, male, female, it makes no difference at all. And he will pour out the power of his Ruah, and we shall know what he has written and placed in the lev of Israel. And you will need no man to teach you the path of Almighty Yahweh, but the Ruah of Yahweh in you will teach you what he has already written and placed in your lev. It is time that Israel hears what Yahweh speaks unto her. And we must hear what he speaks unto us. And if we do not hear, we're going to be lost. And that is the truth. I do barak him for the shadows and types of the great things that shall manifest. And his Nikra today, as we celebrate, it is a shadow of the great event that shall come to pass. Yeshua is the atonement, the kafar of Yisrael. He is the covering, the price paid in full, the propitiation. And not only does he bring us the covenant, the Brit Shadasa of Yah, the renewed covenant of power, but he also bring unto us the restored shalom of Yah, the strength, the comforting, the health, the purpose of Yahweh in the house of Israel. He brings us back to the fullness of the Garden of Eden. It's where Yah brings Israel when we hear what he speaks unto us. And what Yahweh speaks, he means what he says. So this occasion that we celebrate, it is not something that is frivolous. It is not to be taken unimportantly, but it's a very important event and time. We must hear what Yahweh speaks unto us. I do want, with all perseverance and diligence and desires, I want to teach in a way today that you may understand the little nuances of what Scripture says. The little things that we read, we omit, because we don't think that they are valid or important. But what Yahweh speaks unto Israel, it is important. And I want us to understand that. So I will somewhat take my time. As I pray today, I said to Yah, I certainly hope that I can do it like some of the other brothers, like the Deacon Horns, the Deacon Bennies, the Elder Weidman. Because when they teach, I find myself, from what they teach and preach to us, I find myself finding many subjects to preach on. Because the little nuances that are brought out when they teach us and they speak to us, I find myself wanting to write down certain phrases that they use because I understand the nuance or the importance of that little fragment that has been spoken that tends to elude us, that tends to pass us by. And we need to hear what Yahweh speaks unto us. He is speaking unto Israel. He is speaking specifically unto his bayat, his house, whereby he is guarding by his spirit, his ruah. Yeshua stands in defense for the bayat of Yahweh. He stands to defend us because his dam, his blood, is sufficient for all of our transgressions. Our failures, when we fall, we plead the dam, the blood of Yeshua. But there is one thing that I want to establish before I began this teaching today. And if I am wrong, please let me know. I don't want to die without the knowledge of His truth that He grants unto me to understand. And I want you to write the Scriptures down. I want you to take them. And I want you to refresh your memory with them. And you judge this truth today and see whether it is of the bosom of Yahweh or it has come out of the bosom of a corrupt man. Man that is full of deception and lies, and he has contorted Scripture to establish some vile, corrupt doctrine, or see if it's in the book. And if it's in the book, then it is of simplicity. I want to begin here and I want to establish one thing. And I will establish this in two verses of Scripture before I proceed in the teaching today. It says in Matthew chapter 4. Now we understand here in this trial, it was a great affliction that Yah had brought Yeshua unto. He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. It was a call fast, or the affliction of the body that Yahweh called upon Yeshua. And in the midst of that, he was buffeted or tried by the powers of hell, as Israel is today. For he is the body of Israel. And we see where the tempter Satan came unto him to try him. And he began to speak words unto him of seduction. But he would not give in to that, because he had a strength and a power that he had given and delivered unto Israel. There's only one verse I want to read. He says in Matthias chapter 4 and verse 4. He said unto the tempter, but he answered and said, it was said. He expressed what was written, and he answered and he said, it is written. Now do we understand that, brothers and sisters? Yahweh takes time to write. It is of great value and great importance. Has he not written the Torah in the love of Israel? Has he not strived it in the heart of Israel? So Yahshua says, it is written. It is not a spoken word. It is not something that has been spoken by the Nabi and they have interpreted it of their own accord. But he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by, is that every or some? Is the word every, that's all inclusive? It means the whole of the part or the part of the whole. It means the whole of that part. So he declares unto Satan that the strength of man is not by what is presently seen, but that he lives by every word that proceed out of the mouth of who? Of Yahweh. Now I want you to hear that, brothers and sisters. We have had charlatans. Men have participated in activities because they were ignorant. And I can testify, I was one that was ignorant. When the power of the light began to shine from Hashemayim, then the revelation of his truth began to be revealed in a living way. Not just in a letter or a word way, but a living way. So he declares that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is spoken out of the mouth of Almighty Yahweh, we shall live by it. Now, he did not say we should live by some of the words or a partial choosing of the words, but he said every word we shall live by. He did not speak anything that was not written. It says in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 3. It says in Devarim chapter 8, Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3. I simply want to read one verse. We understand when Yah dealt with Moshe here to give commands unto Israel. And they said that they would declare, they would obey everything that Yah says. Moshe declares in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. He says, and Yahweh, he humbled you. And that is what this Day of Atonement is. It is one to afflict, to humble us, to really be appreciative for what the living word has done for us. It is an occasion of celebratory events. It is a time of awe that we look at the word of Yahweh and we are all struck by what he has done. So what Yahweh has done, he has humbled us and he has suffered us to hunger even this day, that our bodies will hunger. And even in our daily walk, how we hunger, he has suffered that. He has permitted it for a purpose. And feed you with manna. He's feeding us today with the living words. And that is what Yahweh shall feed us today, with the living words that is written, that is spoken from his bosom. And it is not some dictator, some man, which thou knewest not, neither did our fathers know the power of Yahweh's truth. For Abraham and Moshe and the men, they seen the great demonstrations of Almighty Yahweh. They walked in Emunah, the faith of Yah. But there is nothing like what he has done for this generation, that without us they can never be complete. So he has granted unto us something that is of allness, of a great magnitude. And because of our unwillingness to hear what Yahweh says, we will never understand the power and the dynamics of His truth. He said, even your Avot did not know that He might make you to know that man does not live by bread only. He said, even though I gave you manna, it is more to me than bread. He said, man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yahweh doth man live. Now that is what the word of Yahweh declares. Does it declare that? That we should live by every word. Brothers, turn up on these air conditions a little bit. It's a little warm to me. That man should live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. Is that established? Did Yahshua try to annul that? But he declared that we shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. Did he not? Then how is it that we believe that we can live by some of those things that we like, and the things that we dislike, they are not applicable to us? He declared that we shall live by every word of that proceed, that comes out of the bosom of Yahweh. Now we know that Yahshua is the living word of Yahweh. He is the word of Yahweh that was made flesh. He is Yahweh, the power of Yahweh in a living truth. You must understand that Abraham, the power of the living truth, was not like it is today. He gave Moshe a tablet of stones written on the front and the back. He has put something in the inward parts of man that would destroy the stony heart and give us a heart, a love that is pliable, that he can speak to. You can't speak to a stone. You speak to a rock will not respond. When we are cold and segregated, we are stony. Our love is stony. Our expression is stony. You cannot speak to that. But I want to reemphasize that we live by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yahweh. Yahshua declared, think not that I've come to destroy the Nabi or the Torah of Yah. I've come to fulfill it. I come to manifest the power of that truth, to make it known unto Israel. You did it, and you ran, but you did not run well with it. You act on perception and letters, here little and there little, and you had to do that because of your own wickedness. But I declare unto you the whole counsel, the whole state of bread, the whole loaf, I am that living bread. And every word that Yah speaks unto us, it is a word of life. When He speaks death unto us, it is a word of life for Israel. And so every word that He commands us, we must live by it. It is either that what Yahshua said, He is one of the most deceivable persons there is, and Moshe in the same boat, of what they said, it is the full truth of Almighty Yahweh. I declare unto you, this is the full truth of Yahweh. We live by every word that comes out of the mouth, the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And there are things that Yahweh spoke unto Israel, that He intended that nothing should and would escape. He spoke unto them the order of certain things, and He intended for that to be everlasting. And when something is forever, it is limitless. It is a continuous thing. And Shaitan has done a magnificent job to raise up men that appear to be Sadiqa, that appear to have the oracles of Yah, because they speak eloquently. They have oratorical skills. They master the grammar of whatever nation that they speak in. Yahweh says, I have chosen those that are least esteemed. Those that have nothing to offer. They possess no qualities They have nothing that is essential. And I shall pour out my Ruah in him, and he shall declare unto you the whole counsel of Almighty Yahweh. So I want to establish that man must. Is that written in the Torah, Devarim? It is also written in the Brit Shadassah. And the Brit Shadassah is the renewed power of the living word of Yahweh, that he has covenant with Israel. So it is in the book. He gave us this word that we shall live by every word spoken proceedeth out of the mouth, the bosom of Yah. And what Yahshua said unto Shatan, the powers of the world that be, that the power of our assurance and the strength of Israel, it is not in the things that we perceive or our optical vision, but it's in what Yahweh has spoken and written, because I am the living power of that, and I have all the living attributes of the word of Almighty Yahweh. I am perfect in entire, for there is no sin in me at all, and you will find no guile, no corruption in the word of Yahweh. Man has done something corrupt when he began to move his mind away from those things that were truthful and lawful to do. And he went about to establish his own righteousness. Now I read that I may move forward, all right? Because Yahshua is our kafar. He is our atonement. And I bless Yahweh for the atonement of our sins. He is the one that purges us. He is the one that has made reconciliation for Israel unto Almighty Yahweh. He is the one that covers our sins and all of our corruption. He is the covering of Israel. He is the one that is our propitiation. He is the cleanser of all of our transgressions and all of our sins. He disannuls all of our sins, all of our acts of disobedience. It is by the power of that atonement, that kafar, that disannul all of our acts of disobedience. And above all that, he pardons us. He is the pardon of all of our transgressions and all of our sins. He is the living word of Almighty Yahweh. He is not this mythical thing that they teach in the whole houses, but he is the living word of Yahweh. That's what he is. He is the word made flesh, and the power of the truth was made flesh. You cannot add to that. You don't try to reason with that. You don't have to explain that. It's simple, it's said, and it's stated in the book. And the word of Yahweh was made flesh. Nothing to be added. Nothing to take away from it. Is every word of Yahweh pure? Was Yahshua the living word? Was he pure? Was Yahshua tried? Has the word of Yahweh been tried as silver 7 times in the fire? And no dross to be found in him. And Yahshua was tried by the ultimate forces of hell. And there was no guile in him. None whatsoever. When they tried to command him to speak, Pilate, he would not speak, because there was nothing of vile order or filthiness in him at all. And what the word of Yahweh speak, you cannot find any vileness in it. You cannot find any guile. You cannot find any misconceptions. You cannot find lies in it. You find truth. You find nothing but immense truth. The reason we don't understand, because of our own rebelliousness, and Yah has given unto us what our hearts desired. We did not desire to walk in the plainness and the forthrightness of his truth. So he placed over us, like he did Israel, Saul, a king that was corrupt and that was vile, whereby they did not want him to rule. And because we, Israel, have not allowed what he has written in our lives to rule, we have gone about with perceptions that are based upon deceptions. And we have allowed that to rule in our minds. And we have gone astray from the power of Almighty Yahweh. And so that's why he must suffer us to suffer and hunger. He must suffer us to famine. And the famine is one of the hearing of the word of Yahweh. So Yahshua is our kafar. He is our covering. He is the one that calls us under the umbrella of Omaria. And that is what this day, it has more than some metaphoric meaning. It has a tremendous implication on the house of Israel. I want you to turn to Vayera, Leviticus, hallelujah, chapter 23 and verse 26. I would have began reading. Did I not just read to us in Matitiah that Yahshua declared that we must live by every word that comes forth out of Yahweh? Did the word of Yahweh declare that? Did not Moshe say unto Israel, Yah brought you out of Mitzrayim? He suffered you to hunger. He suffered you to go through great afflictions and trials, that you should understand that you do not live by the bread that comes from Hashemayim alone, but you live by every word that comes from Yahweh. So when I speak unto you the Torah of life, you must live by it. The statutes of Yahweh, they're life unto Israel. They're not based upon do's and don'ts. They're based upon us prevailing against an evil, demise spirit of this hour that we're in. So we prevail when we obey the power of His truth. It's one thing that obedience brings unto anyone. I don't care what the act, I don't care if it's a natural carnal man. It produces a purity in one when one obeys. We are in a generation that's very rebellious. We're in a generation that when they hear the truth, they harden their left. When they see the simplicity of Yahweh's truth, their hearts are hard against Him, and they become segregated against Yahweh. But He declares that we shall live by every word that Yah speaks to us. I want to read something that Yahweh spoke unto Israel. Well, Pastor Roberts, it is for a dispensational time. It is not. He says unto Israel in Vayera in Leviticus 23:26, it says, and Yahweh spoke to Moshe saying, so it is established as who is speaking, isn't it? This is not Moshe speaking. What I speak to you today, it is not David Roberts. It is not Benny Hanicott. It is not Cliff Martin. It is not Sean. But it is what Yahweh speaks, and Yahweh spoke unto Moshe, and He said to him, also Moshe, on the 10th day of the 7th month, He declared the precise time. He is talking about the month of Tishri. He is not talking about September or December or October, but He's talking about the month according to His time. Not according to man's time, but according to Yahweh's time. And He placed the moon to govern the months and to let us know the beginning of the month and when the end of the month is. He said, I want you in the 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement, Kippur. It shall be a time of purging, whereby you shall be covered, you shall be sprinkled. That is what Yahweh said unto Moshe. He said also on the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a mikra kadosh. It shall be a set apart convocation to you. And you shall afflict on all, you shall chasten. And that is what a fast is. It is to chasten your own lusts and your own uncontrollable desires. He say, and you shall afflict your being, your soul, and offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. You shall come before Him with gladness, and there shall be a fire burning down in your inward parts. Like Jeremiah said, when you understand the beauty of this Mikra, it is the word of Yah, because His word is a fire. The word of Yahweh is a fire, is it not? Is it not written in you, Yisrael? And because it is written in you, when you read what is spoken by Yahweh, what comes from Him, it caused that which is alive in you to be ignited like a fire, and it burns down in your inward parts. And so it's not a hard-pressed thing to lift up your hands to praise Him and to worship Yahweh, but it's a delight, for the fire of His word burns in you, and you offer unto Yahweh an offering made by the fire that has been kindled in your inward parts. He has not spoken unto Israel some pacifist words. The words He speaks unto us are strong. The word of Yah is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts, it separates, it divides. That's what the word of Yahweh is. He also says in verse 28, and you shall do no work. You shall do no servile work in that same day. For it is a day of Kippur. It is a day of atonement. To make an atonement, a kafah, for you before Yahweh your Abba. For any person, any being, anyone that shall not be afflicted in that same day, anyone that will not fast and do it tzedekahly, that will not fast according to the commands of Yahweh, he shall be cut off from among his people. One that is not willing to obey all, Yahweh says, I'm going to cut him off. Did he lie? Is the word of Yahweh everlasting? Does it change? It never changes. Yahshua will never change. The word of Yahweh never changes. He said that one is going to be cut off. We can take it lightly. Is this written? Is this written in the book you have? So Yahweh, he is telling the truth or a lie? He's telling the truth. He said he shall be cut off from among the people. He shall not have fellowship with the people of Yah. And whatsoever soul it be that does any work in that same day, the same soul, he says, will Moshe or will I? Will who? You can take it any way you want to. Yahweh say, I will destroy, I will abide from among the people. He say, I will blot that one out. I will cause that one to vanish. And that abad means I will cause them to go astray. They will begin to follow strange doctrines and strange ways. Every word that Yahweh speaks, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word. Did I say that? Did the word of Yah say that in the beginning? He shall live by every word of Yahweh. So he said, the man that labors on that day, and the man does not take this to love, to heart. He said, I will destroy, I will abide that man. I will cause him to go astray. I will cause him to vanish. I will cause life to be dissipated out of that man. He shall have nothing in him at all. I shall cause him to be loose. He is not bound to me anymore. He's loose. He's free to do whatever he wants to. This is Yahweh talking. We are a people that's unlearned. And we get offended because there are those that have the ability to cipher, as my grandmother would say, things, to understand the nuances or the small things of the whole. I rather understand the small nuances of the whole than understand the things of great magnitude. It is the small things that builds the strength. You cannot build a building without doing the small things first. You think you can leave that piece of wood there in the center? You cannot. Because it was rot. It will cause termites and things to come in the midst. So it's the small things. It's the things of preparation that make us strong to carry the load of the mightier things. For the word of Yahweh is mighty. And we must do the small things right first. We must be in line with the small things. And the small thing began with every, not some, not the whole. You must begin the every, the beginning, the better shite of what Yahweh is speaking unto us. And the purpose of all things that He commands us. There's a purpose in everything He commands us. It is His purpose. It is Yahweh's purpose. And because we have no love affair with the word of Yahweh, we don't study the word of Yahweh, and we're easily seduced and tricked, and we're easily brought under the yoke of this corrupt type of teaching today that calls us to live by none of the words of Yahweh. He means what he says. You that are parents, when you told your child, you say, boy, You don't stop that, I will bust your heart. You meant every word. And you meant for the child to obey every word, did you not? You meant for the child to obey every word. Yahweh is not this little mystical thing that the world has painted him to be. He is almighty, brothers and sisters. There's none other like him. And when he speaks, he means what he says. You know, in the days of the 30s and 40s, when an avav, a father, spoke to his son, even if the daddy was 50 years old, the son was 35, he knew that his daddy's words were strength and power. And his strength was to listen to what his daddy said. And our strength is to listen to what our Abba says. That's why we are emaciated. We are not strong because we don't hear what he says. And even at 35 years old, the daddy could stand that tall. The son could stand 6'5", 275 pounds. But when that daddy spoke, that son gave his ears to hear. So when our boss speaks, you better give your ear to hear what he says. Did he speak unto Moshe? He spoke, did he not? And he gave him command, he gave him order as precisely what to do. That has not changed. That has not been disannulled or disnoyal. It has not, brothers and sisters. I don't care what the damnable Baptists and the Methodists and the Pentecostals teach. It has not been changed. Was the word that Yah spoke unto Moshe pure? So the word that Yahshua speaks unto us, it is pure. It is the same word. He speaks out of the same scroll that Yah gave unto Moshe. Nothing has been changed. It is the corruption of man that has sought to change time, change the word, change dates, to confuse the mind of man, to cause us to go astray. But Yah wants us to live by every word. Yahshua, he reinforced that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yah. Now, what words had proceed out of the mouth of Yah? It was the Torah. It was the words of the Nabis. It was the historical events that had taken place in Israel. There was no book of Yochanan. There was no Gilead. It was only the Torah, the Tanakh. He meant what he said. That book was not dissolved. So this is in the Torah, is it not? This is in Wehira, is this not the Torah? Show us the Torah. So I speak to you what the Torah says. He says, if any man does any work on that same day, his soul shall be destroyed. We can take it lightly. We can say, well, Yahweh knows our left. He knows you're corrupt and wicked. He knows you're vile. It's something that we fear man more than we fear Yahweh. Fear not him that can kill you, your body, but fear him that can destroy your body and your full being and cast you into hell. I will fear Yah, I will not fear what man can do unto me. And this is the generation that fears man, because it's under the control and the government of a spirit of satanic power. Sure it is, brothers and sisters. Yisrael, we under the dominion of the Brit Jadasa of Yah. We walk in the covenant of renewed life. And that's what the covenant of Yahshua brings unto us. The renewed life and the power of life in the Torah. So it's not something we do with great burden to do this. It is a great delight to understand the purpose of this atonement and this time that Yah set aside, that would always remind us, it would be a memorial in us, that the kindness and the mercies and the long sufferings of Almighty Yahweh will not be forgotten. They will not erode out of our minds. But every year, this time of the year, there is a celebratory event to acknowledge that it was Yahweh. And he brought us out of Mizraim. Out of the bondage of Egypt, he set us on the straight path that leads to his bosom. No stumbling blocks there, no wayward ways, no twists or turns, but it is straight and narrow. And this path leads to Yahweh's bosom. Hallelujah. He said, the one that works on that day, I say to my brothers here, I say it this way, you can get offended. To hell with money. I want the brothers to obey Yahweh. I don't care about no dollars. I want us to obey Yah. I don't care about us making money. I want us to make His truth alive in us. I don't care about having money. We have bread to eat. And man lives by more than just bread. We have the living word that will sustain us. Hallelujah. I don't care about those things. I care about the truth and us walking in the light of the truth. That we are free from the bondage of the world, from the dictates and the mandates of the world. We are free. That's what I care about. I don't care about raising no money. Never have. I don't care about living a sumptuous life. I live a very pleasant, a very robust life. I have all that a man could desire. Bed to lay my head in. And I have bread to eat after this kafar today. What more can I ask for? I have the ability to walk in my health. It's all I know. It is well. I shall not complain. Even if I had aches and pains, I will not complain. For this is the day that Yah granted unto me, that I may set all things in order before Him. You say, one that will not do that, I will cause them to be destroyed or bad. They will be blotted out. I will cause them to be moved away. I will cause them to vanish. I will cause them to go astray from Almighty Yahweh. Now, do you understand this? Who's speaking this? Is this Moshe? This is Yah, and he's not speaking like a coward. He said, I'm telling you, fool, you can take it lightly all you want to, jackass. But this is what I tell you. You can say it has no measure. I tell you what, try me. He is sharp. Is he not? Is he not? Is he not forthright? Is he not precise? He is not playing around. What he says to us, you will take the atonement of Yahshua in the same fashion. He means what he says. He says, you try me, and I will blot you out. I will cast you out. This is Yah, brothers and sisters. You see, this is the generation that's doing away with hell and the torment of Yah, but they're full of lies. I can show you a preponderance of evidence in Scripture that is there. They're not going to be annihilated and just burned up in ashes, and that's the end of them. Not so. I've got too much Scripture proof to show you that. I'm going to preach on that one day soon, too. Y'all just pray that Yah gives me the wisdom to speak it. I want you to understand the full counsel. Yah doesn't bring us under bondage, brothers and sisters. Where the Ru'ah of Yah is, there's liberty. He brings liberty to Israel. The world is bondage. Christianity is bondage. The religious ways. Folks under bondage, what? Under house payments, car payments, land payments, and all that's bondage. I don't care what they say. Credit card payment, school payment. That's not Yahweh. Food payment. You see how they have slithered in. Do you understand the last 3 months food has gone up at least 30%? And you don't even realize that. They slithered it in on you. It's almost the same. You put a frog in hot water, it'll jump out. But you put the frog in the pan and just began to warm the water up. They will never know that the water is hot. And they will boil themselves to death. And that's what the world is doing. It has you under great derision and oppression. Yahweh did not come to oppress us. But the Ruach Yahweh is, there's liberty. If there's Ruach is in your lev, there's liberty to obey Him. There's a love to obey Him. You're not oppressed. You're oppressed because of the world. You got the seed of the world in you. I'm not oppressed. I'm not depressed. I'm not suppressed today. I am not. I'm free. I have great liberty in my inward parts. I'm not bound. I broke as maggot stone, but I'm not bound. Never been at all. So this is Yahweh. This is Yahweh making this statement. This is not Moshe. This is Yah. He said, you can take it lightly all you want to, jackass. But I will show you who's the master. And if you're a decent jackass, you will know the master's crib. Will you not? You will know where you get your bread from. The jackass knows his master's crib. And the jackass knows where to go get corn when he's hungry. We are like a wild ass. We don't know our master. Because we don't hear what he says. Well, I don't believe that Yahweh spoke it. He meant what he said. Well, that was for them then. Well, let me read on. He said, you shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statue. It shall be a hookah. A hookah. A hookah. Hookah. K-H-O-O-K-A-H. hyphen H-A-W. That's what it should be. It shall be a discipline from you. It shall be a regulation for you. That's what Yahweh says. It shall be what regulates you. It shall be a regulation for you for how long? How long? How long? And forever is a time that is limitless. It is a continuous span. You can say what you want to. I would ask you a question. How long are we going to be in the kingdom of Yah? For so many years or forever? That's what he means, that, doesn't he? You can take this any way you want to and say that was just for them. You're a liar. He said it shall be a hukah. It shall be a statute. It shall be a regulation. Not for 10 years. Not as long as you're in the wilderness. He says, but forever. A limitless time, continuously, without any interruption. He said, throughout your generations and all your dwellings. And he says unto us, and it shall be a Shabbat, Shabbaton, and you shall afflict your being in the ninth day. He told us when to start afflicting ourselves, when to start fasting. He said, in the ninth day of Tishri, when at noontime, at 3 p.m., at 10 a.m., he said, at the evening, from evening to when? To evening, so shall you Shabbat or celebrate your Shabbat. Now that's what he said. It's either that these words, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Every word that I read to you, it came from the bosom of Yahweh. It was spoken unto Moshe. These were not words that Moshe had interpreted as to what Yahweh said, but it was Yahweh speaking directly as the mandates and the commands of his house. It means what he says, brother. What's hard about that? Nothing difficult, is it? He said, I want this to be a Shabbat and Shabbaton. And Shabbaton, a time of rest. I want you to rest. I want you to rest your mind from the world. Rest your mind from bills. Let it be a celebratory time. Celebrate Yahshua. Celebrate the power of Yahshua. Torah me for Yahshua. Worship me for your Yahshak. We don't do that. We set aside, we can remember the hellish son's birthday. The wicked Jezebel daughter, the old corrupt grandmammy, the mammy, we would throw all kinds of occasion for them. But Yahweh said, this is a Shabbaton. And folks would take off from work for that. They would take off from work to celebrate granny's old birthday. They would save for weeks and months to celebrate some corrupt thing. Will they not? And Yahweh says, all I want you to do, you don't have to dress up in no fine clothing. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about eating that day. I want you to just afflict yourself. I want you not to labor. I don't want you, the enemy, to give you any excuse to say, I've worked all day, so I'm hungry, so I must eat. He said, from evening until the next evening, I want you to celebrate the power of what I'm working in you. I do something in you by your obedience that you don't even understand. And the world wants you to disobey. But I say and I speak, and Yah is not going to allow those little simple, beautiful kid-oceans there in Newport News for the enemy to overpower them. He is not going to subject them up to the hands of Shaitan. He is not. Be of great strength, Brother Sean. Everything is well. Don't worry about one thing. He's not going to subject that. So he said, everything that I say, you do that. Don't question me. Just do it. Do what I command you. Don't work on that day. It's not a difficult task, is it? He said, prepare your mind for it. Make sure that nothing interfere with that. He said, but I'm warning you, if you don't do it, the reason that this time is so valuable to you is that the atonement, Yahshua is our kafar. He is the kippur. He is our kafar. The kafar is our covering. He is our covering. He is the one that has rescued us. He said, if for you to take him lightly, I will kill you to hell, man. That's what he says. He said, for you to take this atonement, and especially you, when this bread shabdasa is revealed unto you, and you take that lightly, I will cut you off in hell. You can be a fool all you want to. But I tell you what, I will cut you in the pieces of hell. He means it. This is not Moshe with this implication, but this is Yahweh. And it sounds like to me it's a form of a threat. You hear me? It sounds to me like a form of a threat. Does it to you? It's almost like when I was a kid, we would say, draw the line, say, cross the line, I'll knock you out. And those that were tough, and you knew they were tough, you didn't cross the line. Those that you thought were bluffing, you would cross the line. And you would know they were bluffing, they had nothing, they would draw another line, cross it. Yah has drawn the line in the words. Not in the sign, brothers and sisters. He has drawn the line in the word, it is written. Now, he said, now cross it. Cross it. We were ignorant, time passes, and Yah winked at us. And now he calls all men to have teshuva, to repent of our wicked past, and it is atoned by the damn the blood of Yeshua. There is no other place, no other feast day whereby Yah speaks, and he said, you take it for lightly all you want to, you damn fools. I said that way to express it in the most horrifying way, that we may get the fear of Yahweh. Not this trash that these whorehouses call fear. It means reverence. When Yah says he wants us to yirah, he wants us to tremble at his presence. He wants us more than that. Oh, I reverence. Now he wants you to tremble. Isn't that amazing? Because I've worked jobs, and when the president, when the CEO or those that were in high positions of management, when they would come, everyone would check themselves out, wouldn't they? They'll make sure the areas, come on here, you hypocrites. Don't play with me. You would check out your station. You will make sure you're doing things, especially you that have worked in any kind of sustained employment. I have. You made sure that when the boss man came, your even your mindset was different. Your attitude, you may have came in raunchy. But when he walked in, the raunchiness dissipated, did it not? Hallelujah. You all can sit here in your hypocrisy all you want to. And thus far, if our state is something that was in error, you that have a witness that is wrong, declare it. This is Yahweh speaking. He said, I'm not playing with you. I'm going to rip you up. Yahweh is serious, brothers and sisters. And for us to take this atonement, this kafah of Yahshua lightly, we are fools. We ought to be excited. We ought to celebrate our HaMashiach. We ought to celebrate what he has done, the way he suffered for our sins. A worthless piece of people that has simply elected by Yahweh. He chose you. Not that you have done anything special. In all of our lives, we haven't done anything special. Not even a Jezebel like Oprah Winfrey. She hasn't done anything special, but God gotten up there and talked. Who can't do that? And the world promoted her. That's all they've done, promoted her. She was just the world chosen slave. And she just chalked it up because she talked. Not because she is pretty or prettier than any woman or more intelligent. It's not that. And we had nothing to offer here. And he only asked you for one thing. He asked us obedience and to offer unto him the offering of Torah. That we are thankful unto him. That he would even speak to us this way and tell us how long this shall endure, what we should do, and how we should carry it out. You should do no servile work. It should not be a time of activity and folly. It's a time where all Israel came to Jerusalem. There were those that made in the seventh month. They were there 2 weeks before the seventh month began. Because they wanted to be there for that period of time of the great sound of the shofar through the last great day. Because it was a metaphor, it was a sign of the fullness to come and the expression of Yahweh to be made known unto all men. That was what it's for. So men prepared themselves for months. Their families, their sons, their daughters, they had to walk. Some had to catch ships. But they made it to Jerusalem for the great day of atonement. And where the tribe of Levi would sprinkle the blood for atonement. So the blood is sprinkled here today. Hallelujah. That's Moshe. I want to show something in the book. Hallelujah. Do you truly know how you're saved? How are you saved? Just ask yourself that question. How do you know you're saved? That's not what you think. It's what the scripture tells us. You're not saved because of what you say. Well, because he died. That's not what scripture says. It tells us we're saved because of the life of Yahshua. That's all right by me.
We say because his life would have been, his death would have been nothing without the life. It has no power. None. I don't care what we think. Oh, because he died. No, honey, because he lived. Because he lived, we're saved. We're saved because of the life. It tells us that in the book. Hallelujah. Because he lived. Hallelujah. Because he lived. But Pastor Roberts, it has no relevance. Scripture says in Yeshaya, listen to this, Isaiah. It speaks of a profound prophecy of Yahshua, Isaiah 52. I would have begun reading in verse 13. And you need to read the 53rd chapter too. I give you things to study. And if you study these things, you will be more sound in doctrine. If you study what you hear from this Rostam, you will be sound in doctrine. You will have a more sure knowledge. I don't sit around when the brothers grunt unto me when they're laboring. I don't sit there trying to find some carnal knowledge to exploit them and to show them how smart I am. I love the stroll, the book. I love studying. I want to see what Yah speaks to me, that we may convey that unto you. It says in Yeshaya, Isaiah 52 verse 13. It says, listen to this carefully. Behold, look now. My servant, my Evad, my servant, my most precious one, shall deal prudently. He will work a wise work. Did not Yahshua work a wise work? As he has not worked a wise work among us. This is the prophecy of Yahshua. He shall work a wise work. He shall be exalted. He shall be room. When one is room, he is lifted up. Look at what Yah says. He shall be exalted. He shall be Nasa, and he shall be very high. Who is near to Yah like Yahshua? He is near the throne. He is in the bosom of Yahweh. We're in the bosom of Yahshua. Did he not lift him up? Did he not lift him up and impale him on that stake? For what reason? That we may see the exalted works of Almighty Yahweh, the word of Yahweh. It is exalted. It is a word that lifts us up and exalts us and esteems us. And so what Yah says to us here in Wehira is exalts us. To know that we are the seed of Israel. And that we take great delight in doing it. He said he shall be exalted. And look at this verse 14. And many shall be astonished. Many shall be stupefied. They shall be astonished at him. His appearance was so marred. He was so disfigured. He was so beaten. They looked at him and say, this? Listen to me. Don't get dreary eyed. They will look at him and say, this marred, disfigured thing more than any man, and his form more than the Son of Man. This disformed thing, this marred body, how can this be an atonement for me? How can this be the kafar for me? He says here, listen now. So shall Yahshua, that's all right. He shall sprinkle many nations. The blood atonement, the dam kafar. He shall sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouth at him. They will say, who is this? What is the power of this man? Pilate, who is this one? He shall sprinkle them. And we have come from every nation here today. Shall we have nations upon nations here? You've come out of different genealogy, but one seed. Nation, we come from here, from there. He shall sprinkle his blood today upon the nations. And those that think they have rule of themselves, they shall be confounded. But we have no rule. It is the rule of the Torah of Yah that rules us. It is not our will that rules us, but it is the will of Yahweh. Not my will, Yahweh, but your will be done. So our rule is not based upon our strength or our sufficiency, but is based upon what he says and what Yahweh speaks unto Israel. He shall sprinkle many nations, and the kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see. They're going to be astounded, and they're going to marvel at what the power of Yah is. And that which they had not heard shall they consider. He says in verse 50, chapter 53, verse 1, listen to this. Who has believed this report? Who has believed what I've just read? I believe what I've just read. Who has believed our report? And whom is the arm, the revealer? Whom is the arm of Yahweh, Galah, uncovered? Whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed to? Yeshua is the right hand of Yah, isn't he? For whom is this Hamashiach revealed unto? Have you believed this report today? Have you believed what is written in the book? It is reported from Yahweh, and I'm just reporting what he has already written and what he has said. Who has believed it? I believe the report, Yah. I believe what you say. I believe the report. I believe the account. I believe all you just declared, Yahweh. Who shall believe this report? Who shall declare him? Hallelujah. I believe the report. Has Yahshua, the right arm of Yah, been revealed unto you? Has Yahshua been made known unto you? Has the power of this humble Shiach been uncovered unto you? This world he has not been uncovered unto. He's speaking to Israel, brothers and sisters. He's going to save his house. And you're going to be saved by the whole stay of bread. You're not going to pick and choose what you want on this palate. You're going to have to eat off the table of Yahweh. You're not going to say, I'm not going to keep the Shabbat. You're not going to go out there and work on the feast days of Yah. You're not going to disallow the feast days of Yah. You're not going to go about your own way doing your thing on the feast days of Yah. In hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. The children that their parents cut them out of their wheels when they disobeyed them, don't they? They said, I don't want you to marry that girl. He marries her. Dad said, you cut out. And they may try to contest it. You can't contest this will here. I'll show you in the book. You cannot contest it. Hallelujah. You know why? Because it's sealed by the damn, the sprinkling of the blood of Yeshua. So sprinkle that blood today, Yah. Hallelujah. Don't need no goat blood sprinkler. Hallelujah. Don't need that. I want the blood, the sprinkling of the blood of Yeshua. You that rule your own will, it confounds you. But to me, it is the sure hope of my Abba. And I take great delight in that. So the sprinkling of the blood, it has not been this now. For scripture tells me in Shemoth, Leviticus chapter 24, verse 21. Chapter 24, verse 1, Leviticus. In Shemoth, it says, and the word of Yahweh said to Moshe, is this Yahweh? That's what it says, the word of Yahweh spoke. Is Yahshua the word of Yahweh? Is Yahshua the word of Yahweh? Did he speak to us in the beginning of this message? Did he not tell us that we shall live by bread, not bread only, but by every word that is written that proceeds from Yah? All right, then, it's established then. So the word of Yahweh spoke unto Moshe, come up to Yahweh, you, Aharon, Nadab, Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel, and I want you to worship afar off. I want you to get away, and I want you all to come up unto me. That this is Yahweh. And Moshe alone shall come near to Yahweh. He said, you elders, you men of the tabernacle, I want you to walk with Moshe and separate yourselves from the people. And when you get to the certain place, I want you to stand still. And you wait there. And I want you, Moshe, to come on. Because I have things that I must instruct you. I do not want it to be heard by many ears. Because the witness is what's in you and what I say. Because there will come confusion. Because one elder will say, well, it means that. The elder will say, well, hold up now, my brother. I believe he meant that. He said, Moshe, when I speak to you, you will know that it is emphatically what I command. He said, and they shall not come near, neither shall the people go up with you, Moshe. And Moshe came and told the people some of the words. Call. Is that what it says? Come on, be more responsive. Did it say all the words? Or some of the words? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by call every word. Told him all the words of Yahweh and all the mishpatim, the judgment, and all the people answered with one voice and said, some of the words, all the words which Yahweh had said, we will what? So when I read that in the beginning in Wayira, is that all the word of Yahweh? Sure it is all the word for you. Shall we do that? We must do it. We have to. We must do all that He instructs us. All the words that You command us, Yahweh, we will do. And Moshe, he spoke. And Moshe, verse 4, and Moshe spoke all the words. We're a dismal people. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is what? Written. And Moshe wrote some of the words. He wrote every word of Yahweh, and rose up early in the morning, and he built an altar under the hill, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he said, young men to the children of Israel, which offer burnt offerings and sacrifice shalom offerings of oxen to Yahweh. And Moshe took half the blood of the dam, and he put it in a basin, and half of the dam he sprinkled the altar. Hallelujah. And he took the scroll of the Brit covenant, or the Brit of Yah, and he read in the audience of the people, and they said, all that Yahweh has said, will we do and obey. Obedience. You all don't understand the strength of that. Listen to the message that Deacon Horn spoke on the obedience of Yahweh. For it shall enrich you and bless you to understand the power of obedience. They said, not only will we do, we will, they said, we will receive all that Yahweh commands us, we will do, and we will be obedient unto Yahweh. So Yah tells us here, for this kafar, this atonement, we must obey what He tells us to do, and do it the way He commands us. Verse 8. Now we know, brothers and sisters, the scroll who is in the volume of the book, don't we know that? Yahshua declares in Tehillim, he says, then said I, lo, behold, I come in the volume of this scroll. So is the volume about Yahshua? Sure it is, my brothers and sisters. Come on, we don't have confidence in what you've been taught and what you read. Yahshua come in the volume of this scroll. And Moshe took the dam, the blood. I love this, Yah. And he nasa, he sprinkled it on the people. And said, behold, the dam, the blood of the Brit, which Yahweh has made with you concerning these words. It is one thing that the dam of Yahshua, the blood of Yahshua does. It seals us unto Yahweh. And what that blood did, it sealed the power of the Torah truth among Israel. And His blood seals the atonement actions for Israel. That's why we need to understand the power and the purpose of this time and the season that we're in. It is valid and it is important. It is not something to be taken lightly. So He took the dam. Man, can you imagine that? He sprinkled that on the people. I believe when Moshe sprinkled the blood, that it went for miles. Hallelujah. I believe that. He'd have been there for days sprinkling the folks that they all had came. 5 million people, children and all. I believe when he took that and dipped that hyssop in that blood, and he, the one that was so half a mile away, the blood, boom. You see, the things of Yahweh, they're not genuine to us. And that's why we don't offer the sacrifice with fire. For His word doesn't burn in us. It doesn't cause us a delight. It doesn't cause us to rejoice. But they rejoice that day. I rejoice in Mahamashiach. I rejoice in Yah. It brings me to this noonday time of the eve of this great festivity that He has elected me to be a part of. And I shall walk in it. I don't care who turn. I don't care who will not walk in it. Yah said, I will cut them off. I will move them away from you. You that will not obey, Yah will move you away. That's the bottom line.
And I have no problem with that. I delight in Yahweh doing what he said he would do. Because if he doesn't do it, he's a liar. And I know by his immutability, Yahweh cannot lie. He cannot lie. We can take it lightly. You don't have to make it serious. You can take it lightly all you want to. It is to your own demise and your own destruction. If you think that he's a liar, you believe he's a liar because you don't believe what he says. It's almost like a boss man telling you on the job, you got one more day to be late and you're fired. You will move with all speed. You will get up 2 hours early. Yes, you will. He tells you one more infraction, you're fired. You got two, you got a whole year in order for that to be cleared of your record. You will find men that need to be at work at 7, they're up at 5. The job is 20 minutes away, they leave it at 6. Even when they're sick, they're pressing. I've restored unto Israel the health and the wealth and the fullness of life, the strength of life, the assurance of life, for the power of life is in the word of Yahweh. The words that Yahshua spoke unto us, they were Ruah, they were life. That's where you're going to find life, not in what the world offers. So Yahweh tells you something that's going to produce life in you. It's going to produce everlasting life. And for us to say that it is no value, we are fools. We're like the foolish Galushia. Oh, foolish Galushia, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Who have bewitched you? Who have bewitched you? That you should not obey the truth. Not only will we do what Yahweh says, we will obey it. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish this today. Whether you're patient or not. There's someone out there, listen. A brother wrote me the other day in his letter, what he said, the word. This is what it's going to take, preacher. And this is what it's going to take. You can scatter around and do your little scabooting all you want to. It is for your own destruction. And your own demise. Yahweh means what he says. And when you rule, you're not gonna believe him. But when the Ruah of Yahweh rules, you will hear what he has to say. And you will obey. It is the blood of Yahshua. Yahweh has never changed his order or his way that he has introduced unto Israel his brits. His brit shadas, his covenant of life. Was it not the sprinkling of the blood of the goats and the heifers? Was it not? Come on, brothers and sisters. Did not he take the blood to hit some and sprinkle? It has not changed. It's in the book.